Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Anderson hits it in the air right, back at the wall, and the White Sox win it!
That highlight is courtesy of Fox Sports. Field of Dreams game. Spine-tingling moment. One of many that Tim Anderson has given White Sox fans and baseball fans since he's made it to the major leagues. But there's a route that he took that was unconventional. And there's a new documentary that's out right now on the White Sox YouTube page. I've watched the first episode. It's available to you. The story of TA7, the story of Tim Anderson. You should check it out. When you're done listening to the show, as a matter of fact, you should check it out. The first episode, I think, is only 9 minutes long, but you'll get a sense of what TA is like. And so I was like, well, wait, could we talk with Scott Suttles about this, who was Tim's coach, basketball coach in high school, one of the winningest coaches in Alabama high school history, now joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Scott, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Ms. Holmes. Appreciate you having me.
So before we start talking about TA, man, I got to know, man, where are you more nervous? Are you more nervous on the sidelines, or are you more nervous in the stands watching your daughter?
That's pretty good. Quite honestly, when I was watching Tim Anderson and some of the dudes he played with, I didn't have to worry too much. So I don't know. I'm kind of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I think most people, when they see me watching her and sitting on my hands, I think, well, he sure doesn't coach that way. But no, it's just fun. It's a blessing. I never wanted to be that helicopter father, so to speak. And so I just kind of sit to the side and just watch him have fun.
When you got Tim, when he was a young man and a young player, what were you thinking when you first saw him play ball?
Well, you got to keep it in everything in perspective. Tim was slight of frame. He literally had to run around in the shower to get wet. He hula hooped with a Cheerio back in the day. Not anymore. Obviously, he's lived in the weight room last couple of years. But, he played with some dudes that could go. Reggie Spencer played up at Northeastern in Boston. Perry Buford was at Middle Tennessee State. They beat Michigan State in the NCAA tournament. So all I needed Tim to do is just come in, be a lockdown defender like he was, and Tim was kind of introverted, but he came up big against the stiffest competition and when the lights were brightest.
I saw in the episode you were saying that people would probably not believe this now, but he was a tad timid when he was younger.
Yeah, I know that's very, very difficult for you guys in Chicago to believe that, but he was really a quiet kid, but he led by example on the basketball court. Once he got out there it's, I won't say difficult to get into his circle, but once there's a trust factor established with him, then he'll open up. And it was just a joy coaching him because he just was a leader. It's kind of like E.F. Hutton. When he talked, it was rare, but people listened. His teammates listened.
Did you think that he maybe had a future as a basketball player?
Someone asked me that earlier this morning, and no, I think he could have played at the next level for sure. I don't think there's any question about that. But I think the Lord led him in the right direction.
Well, there are times, honestly, when you talk to Tim, like you can tell that he's someone that's good at baseball, but didn't necessarily love baseball. And I understand why. Like, he's been on record and said, like, there are portions of the game that are boring. And when you're comparing that to being a point guard playing basketball, I can understand where it came from. What I find amazing about him is even knowing that the work ethic is there, where he has continued to get better and better every single year. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. He was one of those guys who was a floor general, just as he insinuates on the first episode. I had to tell him something once, and he got us in our sets. You know, he was a facilitator. He wasn't a John Moran or a Luka Doncic by any stretch of imagination. He was a old school Rajon Rondo, if you would. But as the postseason play came his senior year, and they'd run that group of seniors, they'd gone on a 17, 18, maybe 19 game winning streak. As they got to the Final Four, it was the regional. It was Sweet 16. I told him, look, these last couple of games, you're going to have to really shoot the basketball, because they're going to run away from you like, you know, you've got COVID. When you raise up to shoot, they're going to think you're just shot faking. And he took five of our first seven shots. He drained three of them. And I was looking back at the assistant coaches like, well, he did exactly what we asked him to do. But he was big time, man. He just made plays for us. And like I said, mainly a facilitator early on, but when the lights got brightest, he was there for us.
Scott Suttles, the legendary basketball coach at Tuscaloosa Hillcrest High School down in Tuscaloosa. TA7 is the name of the documentary, the story of Tim Anderson. It is on the White Sox YouTube. It is definitely worth your time. So what's it like for you to see him have this level of success and notoriety now?
Well, I think it's wonderful for someone at my level, where you're mainly a teacher instead of the coach aspect first. This is just wonderful life lessons for really everybody down here, but everybody that I coach, because he literally came from such a humble background, humble beginnings, and to have literally a broken leg his sophomore season, which he can't play baseball, and then trying to dunk in practice is going into his junior year, he breaks the other leg. So he misses out on baseball that season. For him to persevere and show the resiliency that he has, that's got to be, you know, just fuel for everyone else to realize that if that young man can do it, the old proverbial, you can do what you want to do if you really put the work in. Hard work pays dividends. It's wonderful for people like us as coaches.
I talk about Tim a lot because I feel like he's a really good baseball player, but I think that he's embodied what the South Side is all about too. I think that he is all of the good things that can be on the South Side of Chicago. I'm fascinated by the fact that someone from T-Town, who clearly still cares about Tuscaloosa the way that he does, has been able to become a South Sider in Chicago. He takes a lot of pride in being a representative of both. And I love that about him. I think it's one of the things that draws White Sox fans to him, is that he, even though he's not from here, he is now of here. And seeing him in the documentary, like, you understand, like, seeing him even now being back in Tuscaloosa and wanting to be a symbol of pride in Tuscaloosa, he carries that with him wherever he goes. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, speaking of that symbol of pride, I came up in July and watched him play and sat 6-7 rows behind the dugout and watching him, you know, whether it's a ground out, Abreu, Pat throws him the ball back in the infield, Moncada, whoever, and he is the one who, you know, I'm sitting there after the top of the first, top of the second, watching everybody raise up beside me and like, what are we doing? Why are we standing up? And he literally tosses the ball. And he's over the net. And it's just, I'm just thinking he's making a lifetime fan every single time he does that. And, you know, it's just, fascinating for us to see his growth, his maturation, and I don't know. It's really, really exciting for us, especially, you know, when he does come back and he does so much for the community, and a lot of it's behind, you know, behind the scene, his wife, Bria, and he'll get a kick out of this when I say this, that how much he's out kicked his punt coverage. But that being said, she hires all kind of barbers to come in a week before school starts. She gives away these bags that are full of all the school supplies for the kids. And it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to see how they are giving back to the people who are so proud of him.
It is. It's a really wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful thing that you have stayed in his life too. Like, no one that succeeds gets here without help, and coaches can have such a profound effect. You seeing what Tim Anderson has become, do you think that it's changed you in any way as a coach?
You know, that's a really good question. I'll tell you something that's fascinating about Tim. I'm his high school basketball coach, and he won one of our two state championships at Hillcrest. But I'm going to tell you that the best is yet to come when it comes to Tim, because he'll be on the West Coast and maybe he's scuffling a little bit. And, you know, I'm not a big facet of his life, but I'll text him. I would venture to say once a week, probably once every 10 days, just to thank him, to tell him how much we appreciate it. Couldn't believe you tried to leg out that double, whatever it may be. This cat will text me, I'm talking about 90 seconds after the final out is recorded against the Angels or against on the West Coast. And so literally he must run to the dugout after the game and get on his phone. And he doesn't have to do that to someone like me, but he has never, the reason I bring that up and going away all the way on right field with this, he has never not text me back. And he doesn't have to do that. But to him, he does. And the time constraints that are put on him, especially now as being the all-star that he is, and I don't know, it just really makes you as a coach humbled, because some of those things that you tried to instill in them, that you got to remember where you came from, you have to remember to thank those, and we're blessed. The Lord has really blessed us, and so to those much is given, and he's just remembered that, and he's never wavered in that, and that's very refreshing.
Well, this was delightful, man. I'm glad that we got an opportunity to talk. I'm looking forward to the rest of the installments of the documentary, TA7, The Story of Tim Anderson. Scott Suttles is a big part of it, and you can check him out there on the White Sox YouTube page inside the first episode of the documentary. Scott, thank you. Congratulations on all the success that you've had down in Tuscaloosa, Hillcrest, Roll Tide. And I appreciate you being on the show.
Lots, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
That is Scott Suttles. See, the thing is that I remember sitting down with Tim Anderson at Sox Fest. Like, this is like when he first got here. And you know, Tim's kind of quiet, but there was a confidence, like it was almost a hubris about his skill. And I remember saying, I forgot who was producing, may have been BMAC, or maybe even talking to Ranji about it. I was like, that guy's got a lot of confidence. And to see then, a couple years later, the White Sox asked me to host their ACE program, their Amateur City Elite program. They do a really good job with the young players in the program. They've gotten a lot of kids from the local area to college through the ACE program. It's a wonderful program. And they were having TA speak. And so I was going to do like the Q&A, because there's a lot of Jackie Robinson West kids. You know that, you know, I was a part of Jackie Robinson West. And he was really nervous. And we were talking. I'm like, these kids idolize you. There's nothing to be nervous about. And seeing how the players all reacted to him. It's very cool. He's such a great ambassador for the South Side. I think there's a bunch in athletics. I think Curtis Granderson is another one that's a great ambassador for the South Side. My hope is to be a great ambassador for the South Side. But obviously, like, Tim is more like omnipresent. He lives here. Him and his wife, Coach is not lying. Think about that. When you're Tim Anderson and someone's like, you outkicked your coverage. He did. Bria has been on top of all of the stuff that Tim is out here doing. And they clearly make each other better. And it's awesome to see. He's everything that can be right about the South Side of Chicago. And I appreciate that about him. It's why even when I'm angry at the White Sox organizationally, I keep thinking about like him. And even last year, think about this. Tim Anderson's a young player. And he took it upon himself last year to mentor Billy Hamilton, who's older than him. And he told Billy, you don't have to just be the defense and base running guy. You can do more if you want. Having a positive influence like that, it doesn't have to just be in a dugout. It can be anywhere. We're very lucky to have him. We're lucky to have him on the South Side. We're lucky to have him in Chicago. And for those of us who are baseball fans, we're lucky to have Tim Anderson as a part of Major League Baseball. He makes the game more fun. And he clearly still understands that he can do more with the platform. And that's damn cool.